Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
This is chapter number 9. For those who are visiting with us, we've been going verse by verse through the book of 1 Corinthians, and it's been quite a journey. It's been, I won't say weeks, it's been months through the book of 1 Corinthians, and we're now in just now beginning chapter number 9. And just quickly, by the way, review. You know, Church of Corinth had a lot of problems. That's why I think they were a Baptist church. There are a lot of struggles. There are a lot of fightings. And I remember some said, I'm a Paul, I'm a Cephas, you know, I'm of Apollos. And then the real spiritual one said, well, I'm of Jesus. You know, and that wasn't a compliment. They were actually thought they were superior to everybody. So there was different sects among them, and they were fighting in the church. And Paul addressed that. Then we looked at other things. Remember the thing about marriage, divorce, and remarriage? We looked at that in chapter number 7, where Paul said, now concerning those things was I written unto you and those who have been with me. Am I going too fast? I got a lot to do today, so hang with me, okay? The Church of Corinth wrote at least 6 questions, possibly 7 questions, to the Apostle Paul about problems they had in their church. And one of them was, Paul, what do we do about my wife or my husband? I'm saved, they're not saved. What do? They want to still live with us. And we looked at all of that. And he said, no, you stay married, who knows? You may bring them to Christ by your example. But if they leave, let them depart. We looked at that, and you're not under bondage. And we talked about marriage, divorce, remarriage, all in that one chapter. He talked about now concerning the virgins. So you get the idea. In chapter number, chapter number 8. We looked at that in verse number 1. Now touching things offered unto idols. Remember, they asked him a question about that. Paul. That good meat down at the temple or at the market, can we eat that? You know, the weaker Christians said, no, you can't eat it. The stronger Christians said, well, idols are nothing. We can eat this. And if Paul addressed that, okay? And remember, let's go back to verse number 13, and that'll launch us into chapter number 9. Because when we get in chapter number 9, if you're not following it closely, you think Paul has kind of changed the context. Well, he's went to another subject. No. Paul is still in this same thought pattern about not offending a weaker brother. If I can do any, even though I have liberty, I can eat that meat. Matter of fact, we were at a restaurant Friday night. And I like my steak rare. Let the blood run, man. All right. I can't imagine people cooking a fine piece of meat and make it well done. You might as well eat beef jerky, you know, if you eat steak. Anyway, they said, Paul, we can't eat that stuff, okay? Well, here's how Paul answered that in verse number 13. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, if it causes him to stumble, matter of fact, if it causes him to even get out with that relationship with the Lord and fall away, he said this, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. So we get to verse number 1. He's not changing the concept. Let me give you the idea, then we'll go into it a little bit deeper. I'm not going to offend my brother, whatever I do. So we get in chapter number 9, he begins to defend his apostleship. And Paul makes these statements about, the thought is, I'm not going to offend my brother. Because some people were questioning his apostleship. And he said, while I was with you, I didn't take any money from you. And this is what I was about, because I did not want to offend you, even though he had a right and the privilege for God's people to take care of him. And we're going to talk about that this morning and even go in more in depth next week about a church taking care of their pastor. Amen, preacher. Okay. And so it's going to go right along with what we're talking about this morning, but I'll give you the introduction. And so he hasn't changed horse in midstream. He's telling this church at Corinth, and we're going to read the first 11 verses this morning quickly, that I was going to do nothing to offend you, even though I had the right to eat the meat, even though I had the right to make you support me. We're going to read this. I didn't do that because it would cause a lot of problems. Are you following? That's the thought. And we know that earlier Paul had worked with Aquila and Priscilla as a tent maker in the book of Acts and all. So Paul did labor with his hands as a tent maker. But the thought, and we're going to look at it in just a minute, I promise. Okay? For the visitors, I got a little bit of ADD. And I just, sometimes I have diarrhea of the mouth. And I just keep running and running. So let me get to verse number one. Slow down. But you see the context. Paul has not changed subject matters. As believers, some things we have liberty to do that we could do. I mentioned last week, somebody asked about drinking alcohol. I'm not going there. I'm just telling you it will destroy families, homes, and all. But some things I said, don't you go out to the ABC liquor bar and said the preacher said it was okay to buy liquor. I never said that. But there are certain things, and I shouldn't even said that because now you're going to think God gives you license. He's not, but there are certain things. Go in certain places. I'm digging a deeper hole. That it would really offend, and I'm not going to name it, that it would offend the weaker people. I gave you one example, and I'll do that this morning that I left off last week. Had a good preacher friend that he would not go into a restaurant that served alcohol at all. At all. In other words, you can't go to Olive Garden. You can't go to Longhorn. Any the restaurants that serve have a bar in there to serve alcohol. And I respected that. And I asked him, though, after a while, because he's a good friend, I said, where do you buy your groceries? You can't go to Publix then because they sell beer, they sell wine. You get the picture. But at the same time, because I would not offend him, when we went out to eat, we couldn't have to go somewhere where they didn't serve. Are you following the thought, okay? Because it would really have messed. Now, where I may be strong in some areas, I may be weak in another. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
In the same way with him. So this is what Paul is trying to tell the believers at Corinth. He's trying to tell us. Let's read the first 11 verses. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are ye not my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal of my apostleship are ye in the Lord. Mine answer to them that do examine me is this. Have we not the power to eat and to drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as the other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord and Cephas? Or I only and Barnabas? Have we not the power to forbear working? Who goeth to warfare any time at his own charges? Who planteth a vineyard and eateth not the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth the flock and eateth not the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also? In other words, this ain't just me talking. The Bible speaks of this in the Old Testament. We'll get to that in a minute. For it's written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for the oxen? Or saith he it altogether for our sake? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap unto you carnal things? Now you kind of see what Paul is getting at. I'm an apostle. I fed you, and I should be able to reap some material things for you, from you, because aren't spiritual things greater than material things? Spiritual things are eternal. Material things are temporal. And so let's look in verse number one, again, at the thought. Let me have a note. I got an introduction here. Let me just read this. Paul uses himself as an illustration, talking about not just eating meat, but Paul now uses him about he has certain rights, but he's not going to use those rights, those liberties on others because it can really put him in a tailspin.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.